Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Knowing you are loved never wipes out the experience of rejection. Perhaps what one needs to hear are the words to the Holy Spirit of a hymn which we recite as a sequence before the Gospel on the day of Pentecost. Listen to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood as he tells us how the third verse of this hymn, the Veni Sancte Spiritus, speaks to the Holy Spirit like this. Thou of all consolers best, thou the soul's delightsome guest, dost refreshing peace bestow.
I used to envy people who are the life and soul of the party. They have a talent I can never share because I am a much quieter sort of person. The seminary staff where I used to teach in Northern England once did an exercise that involved each of us acquiring our own psychological profile. It's not really scientific, but it does seem to reflect how we behave. According to the profile, I am an extreme introvert. It's not a sin to be an introvert. They pointed out that introverts get their energy from being alone and can find lots of company draining. Extroverts are the opposite. Being with people energizes them. They can find it hard to spend time alone. It's a bit of an oversimplification, but one good thing it did was to give us all the right to be ourselves. So basically, I will never be the life and soul of the party, but that's because it's not my nature. That's not the only reason I no longer envy people who are jolly and great party people. Another thing I have discovered is how many gregarious folk have something tragic in their life. There is a very talented woman I know who is actually an orphan. She was adopted by my friend's sister and her husband. When they went to the orphanage and chose her, they said they were going to choose a brother for her, but she ran off and brought a little boy back and said, "I want him to be my brother." They're now as close as any other brother and sister would be. If you met her, you would think she had everything going for her, but her life is a mess. That makes you wonder about her apparent happiness and success. My friend told me one day that his adopted niece came to the orphanage in sad circumstances. She was discovered in a litter bin, what some of you would call a garbage can, when she was just a couple of hours old. And she knows all this. So she began life as a reject. Her mother literally disposed of her. But she was found and looked after in the orphanage, and then was found a second time by wonderful people who became her parents and welcomed her into their lives. People who know me well realize that one of my favorite hymns is the great invocation to the Holy Spirit that we recite as the sequence before the Gospel on the day of Pentecost. It says all sorts about the mysterious member of the Blessed Trinity. It can be hard when children ask you to describe the Holy Spirit to know what to say. My advice is to read through the Veni Sancte Spiritus, which has been translated into English several times. I still prefer the version by Edward Caswall that begins, "Holy Spirit, Lord of Light." The third verse speaks to the Holy Spirit like this, "Thou of all consolers best, thou the soul's delightsome guest, dost refreshing peace bestow." I hope the Holy Spirit doesn't mind me borrowing that verse from his hymn. My friend's sister and her husband must have looked at their new daughter and had similar thoughts. Thou of all consolers best, thou the soul's delightsome guest, dost refreshing peace bestow. Their little girl was a consolation to a couple who had longed to have a child. She was their delightsome guest. In a way, she also bestowed refreshing peace on them, although I know she can be a very difficult person. It must be wonderful to know that you are someone's delightsome guest, especially when you'd wondered if anyone loved you. It is one thing to hear words proclaiming that someone loves you, but quite another to know, because of the way they treat you, that it is true. Knowing you are loved never wipes out the experience of rejection. And my friend's adopted niece certainly wondered about her natural mother. Why did she not want me? Why could she not love me? She will never know the answers to those questions, nor shall we. But what are we to think of mothers who dispose of their babies? They will certainly wince and weep when they think of the day it happened and wonder, why bother with God? Would God bother with me? Perhaps what they need to hear are those same words to the Holy Spirit. Thou of all consolers best, thou the soul's delightsome guest, dost refreshing peace bestow. They will hate what they did, but God cannot hate them.
And warm thanks there go to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, who's currently working in the Liverpool Archdiocese in England. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.